Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Today's topic is basic survival in the woods. You know, as one of my friends said, why do they call nature's plants survival plants when they used to be the first plant? No, one of my friends said that here in the area. And people think, like, we're going to go out in the woods, we're going to starve to death if we get lost. You know, well, you're not going to starve to death if you get lost in the woods, because a lot of our food actually comes from the woods and a lot of our plants are edible. A lot of our berries are edible. So what you want to do, first off, is know what is edible and what's not edible, because you don't want to eat any poisonous plants while you're in there. Because that would just be terrible. You're lost and you're eating poisonous plants is not going to be good. So make sure that you know what plants are edible. And this is kind of a good survival idea if you actually are a woodsy person, or in general, just in general is good knowledge. Watch out for poisonous plants. That's the first thing. Maybe bring a little book with you. Know what's going on in the woods. Since there's no sure way of identifying safe plants and what are poisonous and what's not to, and what you're going to eat, what you're not going to eat, we can give you a little bit of a hint about staying away from these certain plants. If you have any sort of spines, thorns, or fine hairs, those aren't good to eat. Like nettles. No, those are good if you prepare them a certain way, but they're not going to be good if you eat them right out of the woods, because you're going to get those little hairs and those little things stuck in your throat and you're going to be irritated. They're going to be in your hands. I just couldn't imagine. Seeds still inside pods, as well as beans and bulbs. We don't eat that. Or anything with a bitter or soapy taste. Stems that smell like almonds. Or any plants with the three-leaved growth patterns. That's kind of like poison oak, poison ivy. Green heads with spurs that are pink, purple, or black. Or the milky or colored sap. Now, a lot of these things we use for healing. But if you don't know what you're doing, maybe you're not supposed to ingest them that much. Or maybe they're only a topical. That's why we have to kind of know what we can eat and what we can't eat. Asparagus, we can eat that. We eat it as wild asparagus, a much thinner stalk than the commercial ones, but this is going to help you. And if you always harvest in the proper spot, you're not going to kill the plant. You can just leave a little bit of the plant to continue on. Bamboo. People have some bamboo in their backyard. My girlfriend does. And these can be harvested to about 2 weeks old and a foot tall. Cattails. Always heard about cattails in our ancestors. And these cattails, most of the plant is edible, and you can boil the roots and lower stalk for eating. And you can eat it like spinach, and the flower spike at the top can be broken off and eaten like corn on the cob. Surprisingly, isn't that surprising? Chicory, easy identified by its little tiny blue lavender flowers. And you can eat these raw or boiled. Chickweed, clover. And clover is abundant throughout the country. We can eat that. You can eat that in your salads. But if you're lost in the woods, you can eat the clover. And with the chickweed, young leaves are great in your salad. But again, if you eat too much, you could end up with diarrhea. So watch out, because you want to be very, very careful. Dandelion. the common weed that everybody knows as a weed, and they want to cut it down and spray it down with the herbicides. And so, but this is a herbal medicine, you know, and it's a cure-all. So you want to eat the leaves while the plant is still young. They have a little bit of a bitter taste, and you can boil the roots before eating and use them as a tea. And the dandelion flower makes excellent salad toppings. Fireweed. Have you ever heard of fireweed? That is from our ancestors and kind of has a veiny pattern in the leaves. And these plants are best eaten when they're young. They taste a little peppery. Garlic grass, spring onions, cultivated garlic. You can find these in the fields, in the pastures, in the forests. Chop them up, put them in your salads and your sandwiches. Green seaweed. If you live by an ocean, you know, and I've just read a study that seaweed can grow within like 2 weeks. It's just absolutely grows fast, and it has a lot of healing properties to it. Kelp, another one of those. Lamb's quarters. We have that everywhere. I'm always pulling that out of our garden. We have a lot of lamb quarters that grow everywhere. Now, you can use this as a wild spinach. It's a relative. And they're huge. They get up to 6 feet high if you let them grow. It's also rich in iron and vitamin B. And you can eat it raw or cooked. Plantain. We've talked about that. That's in our yard. Prickly pear cactus. Those in Mexico. Watercress. Sheep sorrel. Those are really good in our Ojibwe tea. It's excellent in some of our Ojibwe tea. Wood sorrel. Full of vitamin C. Cures mouth sores. So what we want to do is our survival plants are found everywhere. And you get to know your local plant. And what you want is you want calories and nutrients to fuel your body. You want building material and insulation for shelters. You want wood fire and assortment of tools. You want medicines to help treat or prevent illnesses. And materials that are going to help you kind of survive in the woods. So those are all some great tips. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbinin'.